Greetings, pilgrims. It's Pastor Bob. Welcome to episode 20 of John in June, our group excursion through the Gospel of John, walking with Jesus every day. And we are now on June 24th. And today, we're going to finish up chapter 14, we're going to hear chapter 15, and we're going to start chapter 16. Now, some of John's chapters are shorter than others, so 15 happens to be a shorter chapter, but it's a beautiful chapter when Jesus teaches us about the true vine. So, we look forward to that. Let's get ourselves ready for today's journey. Got the candle lit. The monks have now completed their warm-up and are in full throat. We've got today the organic yerba mate royale tea. Oh, made by wisdom of the ancients. I'm wondering if I drink enough of this, if I'll end up looking like the sage with the long white beard on the label here. I guess only time will tell. I think things are in order. I think we're ready to begin. I'll remind you again at the end, but tonight we have our John in June discussion group on Zoom at 7 p.m. And the link is on this email. So I hope you can join us for that. Let's begin. Jesus continues, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, because he abides with you, and he will be in you. I will not leave you orphaned. I am coming to you. In a little while the world will no longer see me, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. On that day you will know that I am in the Father, and you in me, and I in you. They who have my commandments and keep them are those who love me. And those who love me will be loved by my Father, and I will love them and reveal myself to them." Judas, not Iscariot, said to him, "Lord, how is it that you will reveal yourself to us and not to the world?" Jesus answered him, "Those who love me will keep my word, and my Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words, and the word that you hear is not mine, but is from the Father who sent me. I have said these things to you while I am still with you, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. You heard me say to you, I am going away, and I am coming to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice that I am going to the Father, because the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you this before it occurs, so that when it does occur, you may believe. I will no longer talk much with you, for the ruler of this world is coming. He has no power over me, but I do as the Father has commanded me, so that the world may know that I love the Father. Rise, let us be on our way. Jesus continues into chapter 15. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He removes every branch in me that bears no fruit. Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes to make it bear more fruit. You have already been cleansed by the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me as I abide in you. Just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit, because apart from me, you can do nothing. Whoever does not abide in me is thrown away like a branch and withers. Such branches are gathered, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask for whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I do not call you servants any longer, because the servant does not know what the master is doing. But I have called you friends, because I have made known to you everything that I have heard from my Father. You did not choose me, but I chose you, and I appointed you to go bear fruit that will last, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. I am giving you these commands so that you may love one another. If the world hates you, be aware that it hated me before it hated you. If you belong to the world would love you as its own. Because you do not belong to the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Remember the word that I said to you, servants are not greater than their master. If they persecuted me, they will persecute you. If they kept my word, they will keep yours also. But they will do all these things to you on account of my name, because they do not know him who sent me. If I had not come and spoken to them, they would not have sin. But now they have no excuse for their sin. Whoever hates me hates my Father also. If I had not done among them the works that no one else did, they would not have sin. But now they have seen and hated both me and my Father. It was to fulfill the word that is written in their law, they hated me without a cause. When the Advocate comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who comes from the Father, he will testify on my behalf. You also are to testify, because you have been with me from the beginning. And into chapter 16, Jesus continues, I have said these things to you to keep you from stumbling. They will put you out of the synagogues. Indeed, an hour is coming when those who kill you will think that by doing so they are offering worship to God. And they will do this because they have not known the Father or me. But I have said these things to you, so that when their hour comes, you may remember that I told you about them. I did not say these things to you from the beginning, because I was with you. But now I am going to him who sent me. Yet none of you asks me, where are you going? But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your hearts. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Advocate will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will prove the world wrong about sin and righteousness and judgment. About sin, because they do not believe in me. About righteousness, because I am going to the Father, and you will see me no longer. About judgment, because the ruler of this world has been condemned. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth. For he will not speak on his own, but will speak whatever he hears, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, because he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. For this reason, I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you. Amen. Now that's a seminar full of teaching from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which really takes some discipline to track. But when you take the time to listen closely, it's amazing how it all fits together and flows and keeps coming back to each other and putting pieces back in place that he said earlier. Just an amazing piece of written work that we got to hear firsthand. Amen. Well, Jesus has a few more words to say to us today. These are the ones meant specifically for you and specifically for this day. He says, hold my hand and trust. So long as you are conscious of my presence with you, all is well. It is virtually impossible to stumble while walking in the light with me. I designed you to enjoy me above all else. You find the deepest fulfillment of your heart in me alone. Fearful, anxious thoughts melt away in the light of my presence. When you turn away from me, you are vulnerable to the darkness that is always at work in the world. Don't be surprised by how easily you sin when you forget to cling to my hand. In the world, dependency is seen as immaturity. But in my kingdom, dependence on me is a prime measure of maturity. Amen. Whew. What a day together. What an amazing day to learn things about Jesus that we might not have noticed before or have forgotten or never heard. What a blessing. Don't forget tonight at 7 o'clock on Zoom. Connect in with us and participate in the wide-ranging discussion about Jesus Christ in this Gospel of John and anything else that might come up. We'll do that tonight, and then tomorrow we'll be back with episode 21. Until then, may God fill your heart with the Spirit of truth.